I think it's just worth taking a step back here to absorb what's been said. First up, intelligent life may not be all that common. There doesn't seem to be much of an evolutionary advantage of having intelligence. Being able to move or razor-sharp vision seems a higher priority. So maybe there are just lots of planets around other stars doing fine without intelligence. And on this line of thought, life itself may be abundant, but perhaps not broadcasting its presence to the rest of the universe. Or maybe we're just worms on the street to other extraterrestrials who've been evolving intelligence over billions of years. Both pretty sobering thoughts. So what would it mean to discover if we weren't alone? Because given the astronomical size of the universe, we're unlikely to ever meet it. So does it really matter? Jim Al-Khalili again.
I used to think that it would render world religions obsolete. Certainly those religions that their philosophy, ideology is about us humans being special and being created by a divine being that created us in his image. And, you know, all the stuff, you know, for example, in the Abrahamic religions, is that all sort of thrown up in the air if we discover that we're not special? But I think talking to other people, I'm now inclined to agree with them that religions are probably more versatile than I thought. They would roll with this punch. In the same way that the more enlightened religions are quite happy to have acknowledged that the Earth isn't the centre of the universe, post Copernicus and Galileo. So I think discovering life elsewhere won't do away with religions, but it will certainly, I think, change our perception of our place in the universe in a far more profound way than I think people think now. And I just use it as an example, the false alarm back in the late 90s of discovery of the fossilized microbe on Mars. Bill Clinton went out on the White House lawn and said this will be the most significant discovery in the history of mankind. Well, you know, I wouldn't disagree with him there. I think it would be profoundly important.
How do you at home think life would change if we found life beyond Earth? Do you think we should even be looking for it in the first place? I'd be really keen to hear your thoughts. You can tweet at Naked Scientists or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/thenakedscientists. For me, I think the answer to that question became clear when sat in the sun with Patrick in the park. There were kids mucking around on the swings. And I realised that one of the things we enjoy most, and I suppose what makes us fundamentally human, is that interaction with others. It's what the Christmas holidays are all about, spending time with those you love. And combine that with our curiosity, then the search for life elsewhere in the universe is worth it, despite all the improbabilities of finding it.